Guess who's in town? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, April 9th, 2026, and we just heard Super Junior with Devil. Now, two of Hollywood's winning ladies, Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway, are in town. Why, you ask? They're here to promote their new film. Now, do you guys remember? The sequel we've all been waiting for. The Devil Wears Prada 2! And right from the start, they were out here charming everyone, y'all. Meryl Streep greeted the audience with a confident 안녕하세요, instantly winning over the crowd and proving that even the cold, demanding perfectionist Miranda Priestley can soften just a little. And meanwhile, Anne Hathaway talked about wanting to visit the famous Starfield Library, you know, saying it's been on her bucket list for years. Should we talk about it on, you know, Just Go with Niall, of course? Of course, we're trying to avoid Seoul for a little bit. We're not sure exactly when we're going to get into that, but we'll try to bribe her. When we asked about Korea's global influence, Ms. Hathaway didn't hesitate. She pointed to K-pop, fashion, skincare, and even said if she were her character, Andy, Korea would absolutely be a feature story. As for Streep, books and fashion were not on top of her list of priorities. It was food. She wanted Korean barbecue. Don't we all, though? But the highlight of the night, of course, a special gift. Beautiful flower embroidered heels, or quotshin, inspired by the iconic red shoes from the original film, reimagined with Korean design. Both actresses were visibly touched, calling them beautiful and a treasure. So yes, high fashion, Hollywood legends, and K-culture all in one room, because these days, even Prada speaks a little Korean, if you know what I mean. So we have a perfect song for you guys right now. It's IU with a song called Shoes, 새 신발. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for you guys right now. First up, Hot Felt with I Wonder, 새 신발 featuring Gecko. And then we got Park Se-byeol with High Heels. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Time for that tea or coffee, that break time. Go to the break room right now. Avoid your boss. Avoid all of your coworkers, especially that annoying one that's like asking you, why are you going to the break room? It's not even your break time right now. Just tell them, be like, it's Brian Ju. He's going to tell me some news that I need to know, so I need to grab that coffee or tea or water, whatever it is. If you're at home, drink that beer or wine. It doesn't matter, because we got news for you. So, about those beautiful red shoes that the two leading ladies from Hollywood were gifted. Not only were they meaningful in that they represented and resembled the iconic red stilettos from the film, but The shoes have a special place in Korean culture, and they carry centuries of meaning. They're called 꽃신, or flower shoes in Korea. And on the surface, you might think they're Korea's answer to Cinderella's glass slippers. They appear in the classic traditional tale 콩쥐 and 팥쥐, where a lost 꽃신 leads to love, recognition, and a new beginning for the persecuted heroine, finally leading to her happily after. But these silk slippers are a lot more than a fairy tale device. Worn by women of the Joseon dynasty, 꽃신 were beautifully embroidered silk shoes, often reserved for noble women or special occasions like weddings. They symbolized elegance, status, and perhaps most importantly, devotion. Now, what's fascinating is how much meaning it stitched into, you know, into pairs, each pair actually. Creating 꽃신 is a meticulous process involving over 70 steps. Their shape even reflects traditional Korean aesthetics, from roof lines to the curves of hanbok. And their charm comes from the fact that although they may look uncomfortable to wear, they naturally mold and adapt to the shape of the wearer's foot. That's pretty cool. But today, their presence is fading, as people prefer expensive designer shoes rather than traditional flower shoes for weddings and important events. Now maybe we'll see a comeback of these 꽃신 that carry timeless meaning and beauty. These shoes that quietly remind us true beauty doesn't force a fit, it finds one. So, we have two great songs for you guys right now before we get into your two cents. We got Kain with Bloom, Piona, and then Boy Next Door with Step by Step. Your two cents! That is right. You know what that means. We love to connect with our listeners. And this is where I get to read out your cool, fun, creative answers that is posted from a question on our gram. And of course, I get to read the personal experiences out loud. And this is where I get to pick one person to send a prize to. Now, we're going to go to a question that we're going to continue from last week. Because, of course, a lot of people sent in a lot of answers for our Y2C from last week. And our last week's question was, tell us about your travel plans for this year. And a lot of people already have a lot of things planned for this year, especially if you live in Korea, because it is spring. Of course, we had some spring showers recently, and it was cold and chilly. And it was cold today, actually. I'm sorry. It's raining today. That's what I'm talking about. And it's going to get warmer, though. And once it gets warmer, a lot of people always want to travel. I don't get it. Because, you know, I'm not a big traveler. And a lot of people are going to be like, but you were just in the States in January. Yes, in January. Y'all know it's already April. Okay? So keep that in mind. I haven't traveled since January. Well, you guys know it's getting warmer. What are your plans for the summer, for the other parts of spring? And if you live in other parts of the world, you know, like Australia, it's getting colder. Maybe you prefer to go to a colder climate. Who knows? Let's get into it. First one is from at Zainzu Una. Hi, DJ Brian. My family and I moved away from the UK last year, so I can't wait to go back and see my friends and family. The weather there has been quite hot for a few summers, so hopefully it's better this year. Also, I'm hopefully going to Vietnam for the summer holidays. I'm so excited. What about you? Well, I pretty much answered my own question earlier. I'm not the biggest traveler. When I was younger, I didn't mind it. I think it's the stress and anxiety of having to pack, the prep, the plan, you know, come up with an itinerary, all those things. It's not fun for me. Like, I'm not one of those people where, like, I'm a J, you know, if you're into the whole MBTI thing, where I like to have things planned out. But having to plan is where I stress for vacations. Work, I don't mind it, because I know at the end of the day, I'm doing it for a reason and a purpose. But when it's like for leisure, what am I getting out of it kind of mindset for me, you know? Yeah. And of course, I don't like flying. So if I'm traveling within Korea, I guess it's not too bad. If I'm taking like the train or bus, or if I'm driving, you know, maybe just an overnight trip, I don't mind it. But, you know, people want to do like a whole weekend or a whole week overseas. I don't know. I can't do it. Like, you're excited to go to Vietnam and back to the UK. I love to be in those areas. It's just getting there is what stresses me out. Going to the airport, going through security, checking in your bags and all that stuff. Ugh. That makes me too anxious. I don't show it on the outside, but the inside, like, my heart's pounding. I get cold sweat. Yeah, I don't want to deal with all that. But we do have a great song for y'all right now. It is by Chung Eun-ji. It's called Away. All right, that was Chung Eun-ji with Away. And we're going to get into more of your answers right now. The next one is from It's Me, Paul T. Hi, DJ Brian and KPC team. My big Filipino family is finally going to the Philippines together in the summer. So my wife, Sophie, is really excited since we've been married for almost 17 years and we still haven't been there yet. On the way back, we're going to have a layover in Taipei for 11 hours. So we'll do a quick adventure into the city. Sophie's excited about seeing different places and I'm excited about eating all the food. Ha, 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 ha. Yes. Actually, I'm going to do the whole BTS thing. Oh, that's hard. Ooh, hooligan. Yeah. Ooh, almost had a heart attack doing that. Anyways, yes, I think that's the best part about traveling. The food. I'm a big foodie. A lot of people are like, yeah, you don't eat much. Oh, yeah, you don't know me. When I'm in my kitchen, like, I just had a person ask me, like, what did you eat the other night after you're done with work? I had... from the Golden Arches, two of the big MAC burgers, two large fries, eight mozzarella sticks, eight nuggets, and two McFlurries. All right. That ain't a lot of food to certain people. Do the math. How much I ate just right there. How many calories and how many carbs and how much saturated and unsaturated fat that is. Yeah. I just ate... three meals in one, okay? But yeah, when I travel abroad too, when I go to restaurants, my problem is I'll see a menu and I'll see foods on the menu that I know I never heard of, that I want to try, that I know I can't get when I come back to Korea. So I'm like, oh, I need to try this. I want to try that. And that's why I will deliberately do big meal, dates with friends, because that way... we can order more. If I go by myself, it's like I end up wasting too much food. But if I have like eight friends or six friends at a dinner gathering, at least I can try other things. Like, oh, you're going to get that? Then I'll do this. And so then we can do like family style, which I love trying. Then I can try all different types of foods. All right. Moving on, we have one from M. Hadsey, who wanted to visit Busan. So let's get into it. More beach trips with my family, a few relaxing staycations to unwind, and hopefully another Korea trip soon. I also want to explore new places, try local food, and just more happy travel memories this year. I mean, yeah, that's the good thing about traveling, though. The memories you get to remember. Like, you know, a lot of people, when they travel, all they want to do is, you know, take pictures, get that perfect photo, you know. Everyone wants the perfect lighting. You want to get the perfect sunset or sunrise. Don't worry about that. Just live in the moment when you get there. You know, enjoy that time, you know, with your friends and family, the food, the shopping, if that's what you're into, you know, or the shows. That's my thing. When I go to New York, I have to see a musical. When I go to West End in the UK, I need to see a play or musical there as well. And those are the things I like to do. And then I like to just randomly walk into a nice cafe or a restaurant and, you know, order takeout or food there by myself. But like I said, if I go to a restaurant, I want to go with a larger group of friends so I can try a variety of foods because I do love food. That's my biggest weakness is food. Well, we got two songs to motivate you guys right now. Hopefully these songs, if you haven't planned anything out, will motivate you to decide to go somewhere. First one, we have a song from Promise 9 called We Go, and then NCT 127 with Yacht. All right, we're back right now, and we got more of your answers. I'm curious where people are going to go to next. But we also have a winner to announce, which means you guys can't go anywhere. Don't start planning a trip and leaving us right now. So stick it right here. Keep it right here. Because maybe the places that the people are going to announce right now are places you didn't know about and you want to travel to next. So here we go. We have Arpa Chatterjee. The last time I visited Korea, I really enjoyed going out of Seoul and visiting underrated cities like Andong and Yeoncheon because they offer nature healing and very beautiful and mesmerizing views. Now, I've heard of Andong. I don't know Yeoncheon, though. I went with Tommy Lim and my schoolmates. I love how you just put out a person named like Tommy Lim like we're supposed to know them. Now, in 2027, I want to explore other Korean destinations like Busan, Jeju, Gyeongju, Jeonju with my friends. Oh, cool. Yeah. I like teasing people like that. When people like put in their friends' names at these situations, like Tommy Lim, how they doing? Yeah. You know, let me reach out to Tommy Lim one day. Yeah, we don't know who Tommy Lim is. And if you're listening in, Tommy Lim, you're probably like, why did they say my name on radio? Why did ARPA write my name down? Yeah. But then you didn't write your other schoolmates' names because you did say Tommy Lim and my schoolmates. So then the other schoolmates are probably like, oh, you said Tommy's name, but not our names. But yeah, there are other places in Korea. Like you did say Andong and Yeoncheon, but I have been to Andong, but I've never been to Yeoncheon. Never even heard of Yeoncheon either. So it's cool that you've actually traveled outside of Seoul. Most people, when they come to Korea, all they want to do is like Seoul, Busan. Oh, I've been to those places. Great. And that's great that you have been to those places. But there are other gems within Korea that people should travel to and check out. So good on you that you've done that. Awesome. And we're going to get into our last answer for this week. It is from Sasha S.A. Last December, I met a Korean friend who invited me to Jeju Island this summer. She described it as a peaceful island with beautiful ocean views, green landscapes, and breathtaking sunsets. It sounds like a dream. 정말 가고 싶다. Okay. So, you got the invite. So, hopefully this will happen for you. Definitely go. Check it out. But don't go in the wintertime. That's my thing. I know you got invited for the summer, so definitely go. Don't go peak summer because it gets too hot, too. Yeah. Jeju can get really hot as well. I would go, like, right before the heat wave kicks in or right toward the end of summer when it's like fall, it's really nice as well. All right, now it's time to wrap up this segment. We still have a winner to announce, so don't go anywhere. We got a song for you guys for now, though. We got Taeyeon with The Blue Night of Jeju Island, Jeju-do의 푸른 밤. All right, we just heard Taeyeon with The Blue Night of Jeju Island, Jeju-do의 푸른 밤. And now it's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is... Congratulations, Sasha S.A.! If that is you and you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email. kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're gonna send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, your message board ID, Facebook, whatever, your email, whatever it was, your address, your home address. Well, don't put your home address in the public's. Email it to us, of course. And we're gonna find you, and hopefully the date that you won, so it makes it that much easier. And remember, you guys can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection and a list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab. And the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And with that, we have two great songs for you guys right now. First up, Kiss of Life with Who Is She? Oh, Who Is She? Oh, that was right. And then we have Kepler with Killa, Face the Other Me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time for y'all today, or the time that we have. And we want to thank you for tuning in. And we have a great song by Park Hyo Shin taking us out called A.E. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.